Oh, I'm sure, but he hasn't looked at any other doctors. To my knowledge, no sir. That was approach you control. I control. Yeah, that's correct. To my knowledge.
Yeah.
Is there none?
Yeah. Because the general rule on these is that I don't want anybody except myself unless I directly authorize.
Well, you directly authorized me April 15th, did you not? When we were in California.
Well, we were talking about something else.
The telephone. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You had authorized that one.
Oh, that's the type of character.
That's the only one Buzzard has heard.
No. I authorized that. I directed that because I didn't want it sent out there. Oh, sure. I know about that. People.
And that's the only one.
Oh, that was on the day. Just April 15th.
Just that one.
That's correct, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, there. Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. You check out and see. Okay, fine.
I'll say there is.
Well, if you finish all your odds and ends.
All right, yeah, I'll spend the last hour with Elliot.
I decided I'll move this meeting in the cabin. I also decided to invite Timms and Tiggers ahead. I think it's very good for Timms morale. And I'm sorry to hear that. And Tiggers, so they can get the feel of this whole thing. Much better feel than handle it. They just sit in the back and say nothing. Good work for them. Guy's been on the whole way. Or he's been
on. I got on fine. He came over with a list of allocation of tasks. And I had a very lengthy discussion with him on two things. One is the need that all charges of any kind be referred to him, and that U.S. attorneys through in the field who have been doing this, sending it to Cox, be instructed that these things be forwarded to the Attorney General. He makes the decision. And he said that he's meeting with Cox this afternoon to work out that arrangement. Then I said, the second
cost is not the director.
No, that's right. And I said, he's there at your best. He's working for you. I said, the second thing is the interpretation of Cox's charter, which was an agreement to refer to him allegations against the president. I said, well, and that's interpreted in its narrow sense here, in the context of Watergate and campaign abuses. And that's it. Oh, well, now he said, that's no way to do it. And I said, well, that's the way it's going to have to be. I said, so you're giving him a right-time charter.
That's the way it reads. It, I mean, the point is that even if he reads this thing, it doesn't read allegations against the president from the time he was born. It reads allegations against the president. See, what it does,
this can read
it. I mean, he's a lawyer, he can read it. It says, anything with regard to Watergate and the 1972, including allegations against the president. Does he read it that way?
Well, I said, now you better, I said, now I tell the president, he'll be very pleased that you will get all of these allegations, investigate them initially and see if they represent the kind of a thing that Cox should handle under your charter. Then secondly, I said, it has to be understood that you interpret this term, allegations against the president, in its narrowest sense in the context of the 72 campaign,
right,
and Oregon, period. And he said, well, he understands that. And I told him, I said, well, let's
go. The other thing is, let me, before we go on to that, I do not consider that constitutional sound for him even to put that in there.
Totally.
And we're going to raise that point. I mean, he did do that as. They have no right to investigate that special prosecutor. Richardson exceeded his authority.
Sort
of how he's going to go.
I said, you view that as contrary to the Constitution, separation of powers, and it's just absolutely unacceptable. Good. And you would never have endorsed that charter had it been brought to you for clearance before it was accepted by you.
That's correct.
So,
good.
And then he gave me his breakdown of things, and there's one in there that I said, I just don't accept it. It's not going to go anywhere, but let's just DeCarlo.
DeCarlo?
Let it go to Fox. Yeah, it's...
But DeCarlo doesn't follow it. I do it then, but sign something that the Attorney General, his list or whatever it was, his recommendation. I'm not going to know anything about that.
Yeah, he's said that he's already in Nabisco. He said Nabisco, of course, was a New York attorney problem and they bought campaign funds. He's in that at Segretti, and of course I expected him to be in Segretti.
Yes, that's correct.
And Watergate, Ellsberg, the election law violations by designation, and I said that's only in the context of this. I said that's a license to go
election,
about these election law violations. Huh. I said that's a honey license to do any goddamn thing he wants.
Well, now, just a second, when you mentioned this before that.
Ellsberg Brigham.
May I ask what the Ellsberg Brigham has got to do with this?
Yeah, I asked him that too. He said, well, you know.
What has it got to do with this?
He said, if there was an allegation of the president's knowledge of it before the fact.
No. Now, what's that got to do with the 72 campaign?
Can I figure out a thing to do?
That's the point.
That's what I told him. He said, but it has to do with Watergate. I said, oh, it makes sense. I said, because the same personalities were involved. I feel less bad about that. I mean, it's bad enough, but...
Well, there's no problem. I have no...
Yeah, it's not going to be.
I have no knowledge of it. Then.
We know the scope of that. Incidentally, Mitchell's just been for
people who told me.
Oh, Jesus.
Say he stood up like a rock.
Best witness that we had. By far. Can't he handle that kind of damn crude dash like a puppy dog? It was a good
smarter than that.
Smarter. And he handled himself with dignity. Good humor. God, the lawyers are just delighted on the lawyer came over. He said, hell, this is just superb. Rick did more than anybody's done. And he's handled himself so well, he knows that every bit of the testimony made by him is like Kurt, he dashes it away from the people back and read two lines before that. You might put that in its proper context.
There are other rest of you, and I might bring Inspector Ruff on him. They might have a tiger on their hands, but he is a tough call. This guy didn't make $500,000 a year.
That's right.
Just being a jerk.
That's very encouraging. He did very well. I got one piece of bad news that I think you should be aware of. Not the details, but the vice president's in some trouble.
He's going to break it.
He thinks so. It still may not, but the fella who can hurt him has just been given full immunity and is going to testify.
Who is the fellow? Is he working on his staff?
Wolf. Yes.
Was on his staff.
Been with him for 9 years.
And on Mandel's staff.
No, he's been over here. He was in the vice president's staff here after the vice president came to work.
He took him with him here? And he's going over to testify against the vice president?
Well, we don't know what he'll say. But he could be very damaging.
Jewish on that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I hate to say that.
Handled contracts for the state of Maryland for the governor. He was governor. Then I think he stayed with Mandel for a period, and then he was brought over to the vice president's staff.
So they gave him full immunity.
It involves some bad stuff.
What? Not over 30 times by
the governor. Oh, nothing.
So he did governor.
Way back in the governor period. Payoffs for contracts.
Payoffs to campaign funds, but not for his vice president's personal
use. Not for his personal use, but for this guy's personal use and for
Wolf fundraisers.
There were two men involved, Wolf and
you know, you look at our campaign. If they took all of this stuff here, take everyone, you know, every single soul, except for this stinking. Nobody made any money. Not half at all, not proposal, not stance. Nobody made a stinking start, second cent. You know what I mean? There were no payoffs. I'll bet you the McGovern campaign was full of it. Well, let's not worry about that. Let it. And he may be able to write it through.
He may be able to, but I don't want you to do it.
Pointing out the fact that it happened many years ago. What the heck? Who is he? Getting back at all your. You think he can survive?
He had been cooling on Brother's house, on Marco's house. I said, let's just get some alternatives here. So I forgot the new one, Steve. He said he had the judgeship for him and now I'm trying to do something.
Give me some other names.
I said, give me some more names.
I already want two or three names.
He apparently had talked to Mel about it too. Mel was high on it. I said,
that doesn't mean a thing. I think you ought to get. Did you tell him what the reason? What Ruggles House said? What do you think of that?
He said, it was a very bad press conference. He's sorry he ever did it. He wished he hadn't. I said, well, handle it. Sure, shakes our confidence in this man. His attitude.
So I think you ought to talk to Mel a little too about what you meant to that.
I'm going to see Mel today.
How the devil can you see everybody today? Who else do we have after that? Lehman today, is that him? Mal? Well, let me tell you where we're going to go into these meetings and my belly. Everything. Balance up what the heck. I just have a feeling myself. And Henry didn't always hear about the fact that they're going to run this through their course of further treatment.
Nah!
Listen. If they were going to do it, if they're going to do it, they're going to knock us out with this stinking water. If you don't need, that was their big bullet. And the big bullet didn't hit. Don't you agree? And don't you think they began to realize it now?
I do, Carson. I think they're beginning to realize it, and I don't want anybody on our staff to get the attitude that 1,000 times to compromise the goddamn things we stood for.
Sure.
Keep the heat off our back. Which is exactly what a lot of people have in terms of that.
We need to hit. To keep the heat up for refugees.
Yeah.
No.
What we want to do is stick by the principles of that are right. And that should determine everything. Sometimes we can. Obviously.
Incidentally, I want to, you may not have to see me. You may not have to tackle us, but I just want to meet them. I can talk to your preview program. If you have anything else, I should know what I mean. I read this. This whole paper here is good. But now you can't get before the Congress of the United States to talk about budgetary action party, which might be on the tax side, stockpile sale authority, import barrier suspension act, liberalized export control authority, and phase four. I have not there. It's not congressional. It isn't joint session. Quality speech. No, that's all there is to it. The second point is, here we got a full price round here. I think maybe we just let them run their course, but I go, oh, it's talking about the second thing with regard to Schultz's thing. I wonder if we have to move on this thing this week. I wonder if we should let Schultz go on to Japan and then move next week. Well, I want a few days to think about it.
Really think about it. And I think the international side needs some work.
Yeah. Am I ready for the international speech this week?